Okay, good morning, everybody. We're up to Mizmor Chaf Aleph. And David HaMelech talks a lot about being the Melech and how much kavod and hod Hashem has given him. But in the end of the day, you know, Melech Boteach Hashem, David HaMelech says, that it's a matter of trust in Hashem. That's the most important thing. V'chesed Elyon Bal Yimot, that no matter how much kavod and how much hod the Melech has given, how much glory and honor, David HaMelech rarely, if ever, got too big for his britches. We're learning about that in Sefer Shmuel, the famous scene when he has that fierce debate with Michal, where she excoriates him for dancing with the commoners. Manechbara Yom Melech Yisrael, Asher Nigla Yom. You know, he was exposed by dancing with the commoners, and David HaMelech's response is Nekolosiot Mizos V'Hayisi Shafal Be'enai, that I don't hold myself above anybody else. And that was David HaMelech's calling card, which is so appropriate for the king, about whom the Torah says, "Vilti rum levavav me'achab." So be that as it may, in the context of this mizmor, David HaMelech was talking about all that God had afforded him, tavas libo nasatalo, that the desires of my heart you gave to me, va'areshes svasav, right, as we say, adiyam v'darayim, areshes svasenu, yerav levanecha, that our words should be found pleasing in front of you. So the Mitzvah David has such a, you know, a beautiful comment about this, that you know, as human beings, you know, sometimes it's hard for us to express kol mishalul ibenu in words. So David HaMelech was aware of this, and in so many different ways, David HaMelech expresses this idea. Maybe most famously, Yilu Ratzonim Reifi, Hashem should accept with favor that which I say, and certainly that which my heart contemplates. So tavasli bona satalo, that the desires of you know, the king's heart you have given to him, of areshes fasav balmanata salan kalvachomer, so the mitzvahs David even more so, right, the things that I've been able to express, because there's so much that we're incapable of expressing. Mamam says perhaps we're embarrassed to express all the things that we really want. But Terem Ekra Vani Ana would him Dabrim Vani Eshma, that Hashem's kindness is such that he answers even before we call out. So, you know, what David is articulating is how grateful, how truly grateful he is to Hashem, not only for answering Areshes Svasav, but also Tavas Libo Nasatalo, for peering deep into David's heart and being able to grant that to David. But then the question becomes the following, and I think this is the really important question. What is Tavas Libo? And for us, what are Ta'avot Libenu? It's one thing to say, Tavas Libo Nasatalo, that which the king desired Hashem provided, but that doesn't say anything substantively, materially, about what it was the king desired. So it's always important for people to daven authentically for what it is that they want, for people to yearn for those things, but it's just as important, if not more important, that those things really be value-driven. They should be based on principles and on truth and on you know, critically important things. What is it that we yearn for? So if a person, nobody listening to this recording, but if a person, the most important thing in the world to them was have a mansion, you know, so we could say if that person got a mansion, okay, tavasli bo nasatalo. Not that there's anything wrong with, you know, a chayim shalosh v'chavod, a life of material dignity. Nobody should have to live in poverty, chas v'shalom. But if that were the most important thing in the world to a person, certainly wasn't the David HaMelech, so tavas libo nasatalo, maybe Hashem would provide it, but we'd still have to ask the question, is that really the most important thing to strive for? Aren't there more important things to strive for? A person should want to have a life of meaning, certainly a life of parnas, a life of good health, and love and support from the people around them. But there are deeper things for a person to yearn for than, let's say, the biggest house in the neighborhood. So, tavas libo nasatalo, areshes vasav balmanata mimenu, that Hashem is prepared to provide that which is in our hearts. But it's up to us to decide the contents of our hearts. Hashem is not going to be the one who determines that, as the pasuk says in Megillas Eicha, Mipi Elyon Lo Teitzei Aros V'Atov, the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva in the fifth parak that that's what Bechira is all about. It's not just our actions, but it's who we are. It's the things that we yearn for. It's our deepest desires and convictions. So yes, Tavas Libo Nasatalo, Tavos Libenu. We hope that Hashem will give to us. But all that being said, it is up to us. It is our responsibility to determine what are tavot libeno, what are the things that we yearn for so deeply, yul ratzon imrefi v'hegyon libi lefanecha, what are those hegyonot al libeno, what are the thoughts that fill our hearts and our minds, what are those unspoken things that we yearn for? That's a question that all of us, only us, have to answer. Everybody have a wonderful day.